Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gentlemen, I have not told you guys this story on purpose. I wanted to save it for on air. And my plan was, after I had this experience, I was like, I can't wait to get on the air and tell everybody the story. The guys are going to love this. This is a lot of fun. And then something happened 2 days later that topped it. So this is basically a two-part story I'm about to tell you.
Yes!
We're going to do this today at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're going to do part two, the cliffhanger, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. But to get into this, me and my family just went to Maui last week. And my wife and I got married in Maui 16 years ago, and we have not been back since. And I've been promising my wife for 6 years, yes, let's go back to Maui for a reunion, for our anniversary. We're going to do it. Maui's expensive, and it's never worked out. And we had vacation plans this year that fell through because my dad had the surgery, and so suddenly the vacation got canceled. This is, like, happening in April, and it's like, well, what are we going to do? And so I said, you know what? I've been promising you we're going to go to Maui. Let's go to Maui. Kids aren't going to go to college. Instead, we're going to go to Maui.
Did you think about going without the kids? Like, hey, you got an awesome grandparent support system here. Did you think about unloading the kids and saving $18,000?
I've thought about just getting rid of the kids, period. Like, there's no better financial decision than just getting rid of your kids. Those guys are leeches. Wow. Neither one of them work. Lord have mercy. No, we knew going back we needed. So the first time we went, you know, we stayed on Hana, which is for our honeymoon, this little tiny community. But if you take your kids, you kind of have to have the kid stuff going on, right? And my kids, my daughter's about to turn 13 this week. My son is 10. So you got to think about that stuff. So when we decided at the last minute to go to Maui, I reached out to our good buddy, Donnie Nelson, because his dad is retired to Maui, the great Nelly. And I knew that he had rental properties. And so my thought was, I'm going to call Donnie. And Donnie's going to help me get these rental properties in Maui. Well, Donnie's like, yeah, call Dad. Absolutely. Call him, and he'll get you all hooked up. You'll love it. And so I hadn't talked to Nelly since we had him on like 4 years ago when there was that Dirk documentary. Remember we had Holger on?
Yeah.
So it's been forever since I've talked to Nelly. And really, when me and Ben first started doing the Mavs postgame show, we knew Nelly, but we weren't close with Nelly. Nelly was out of the picture by the time you and I really started to make our scent. And then by the time I was on the Mavericks broadcast, that was after Avery. So Nelly, you know, really, if I were to reach out to Nelly, I did have his number. But if I were to reach out to him, I don't know that he would hit me back without Donnie going, hey, you remember Skin? Skin was great. Go ahead and hit him back. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to Nelly, and it was actually, I'd just seen Donnie at a Mav game. So I texted Nelly, and I'm getting, this is 2 months ago. And I'm getting ready to get on the pregame show, and suddenly Nelly's calling me. And I was like, oh, crap. So I, hello, Nelly. Yeah, hey, Skin. Yeah, come. We got properties. Come on out. You call Joy, his wife, Joy. Call Joy, and she, yeah, we'll take care of you. And then when you get out here, call me. I was like, oh, okay, Nelly, great. So then I texted him back, said, hey, what's Joy's number? Never heard back from him. So I reached out to Donnie. Actually, Sarah Melton gave me Joy's number. And I called his wife, and we talked about these properties, but the ones that would fit for me and my family were already rented out. So we ended up staying in this resort thing at the Fairmont. It was great, and it was perfect for us and the kids, but I didn't even really lease from Nelly. But when I next time I saw Donnie, he was like, oh, you should play golf with Dad. He'd love that. And I was like, well, that sounds like fun. Hell, I'm going to do that. So I texted Nelly, never heard back from him. So a week before we get to take off, I text him again. Hey, Nelly, I talked to you before. We're going to play, you know, come to Maui. I'd love to see you. 3 days later, call me when you get here. It's like, okay, maybe I'll play golf with him. Maybe I won't. Mm-hmm. I'm not even 100% sure Nelly remembers who I am, mm-hmm. quite honestly. So we get to Maui, get settled in the first day, and I send a text message to Nelly. And he says, and so I send it, and he doesn't get back to me that day. He gets back to me the next day, and it says, what home you going? So think about this. Okay. I've texted him to say, hey, let's play golf, and you were in your neck of the woods. And his response is, what tome you going?
Right.
Well, I said.
Now, do you know you're even on the same island as him?
I know we're in Maui, and okay. I know.
And that's where he is.
Yeah, and I read this story about him a couple months ago, and I know that I knew he had properties in Paia.
Okay.
And I knew a lot about Paia because me and my wife had gone there before, and we had planned on going there. So I said, I hit him back, and I was like, I give him this long thing. And then he hits back and says, when? Question mark. And I'm like, well, it's kind of your call. You know, you tell me. He texts 10 o'clock tomorrow, King K. That's it.
So you don't know if he just got you a tea time, if he's going.
No,
or
none
what?
Of this.
Okay.
So I Google King K golf, and it comes up. It's called King Kawamula or something, and it looks like a gorgeous course. So I'm like, great. So I'm going to go. So I look it up online, and it's the golf, the clubhouse, the pro shop, is this gorgeous, like, modern-looking, and I mean modern from the 50s. It was designed by the famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright, built as a house for Marilyn Monroe in Maui, and it eventually became a golf course. And I'm looking at this thinking, this is incredible. So I go, I got my rent car, and I get there at 9 o'clock, an hour before the tee time, and I get there. And there's really hardly anybody there.
Okay, it's now, like, is this hard to sell to the wife in the middle of vacation?
No. She's so happy to be in Maui.
She's in Hawaii.
And she understands that this is a big deal.
It's a big deal, right?
Yeah, she understands who Nelly is. Okay. So this is great. So I get there to this course, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Look, it's kind of up in the mountains. So it's not like you see beach. You see gorgeous, lush mountain stuff.
Okay,
now, one of the things about being up in the mountains is it's a little windy. And what it ended up being what they'll call a 2-club wind, right? If you normally hit a 7-iron, you probably hit a 5-iron because of the wind, if you're hitting into the wind. So I go down into the pro shop, and I've had minimal communication with Nelly, and I don't know if he remembers me. So I go up to the golf pro, and I was like, hey, I got a 10 o'clock tee time with Don Nelson. And he goes, yeah, he doesn't have a tee time. And I went, oh, yes. And then he goes.
You haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him. He goes, but that's okay, man. Nelly never gets tee times. He just shows up and plays whenever he wants to. I went, okay. He goes, yeah, he was here last week with Stackhouse. So Stackhouse was there the week before in Maui, so he played. Stackhouse, by the way, just joined, the Detroit Pistons staff? Just joined a staff. So anyways, so I'm like, okay, all right, this is good. So I go, well, I went ahead and paid the fee, and then I go, okay, well, I'm going to go out there to the range. He's like, yeah, okay. So I go out there to the range, and I text Nelly, and I say, I'm on the range. Nothing. So I go out there, and I got about 50 minutes, hit every club, out there putting.
How long?
50 minutes.
50?
I got there, I wanted to be on time and be ready, and I didn't know what his deal was.
So what time is it after you've been there for 50 minutes?
Okay, so at 9:55, he told me we're teeing off at 10.
Yeah.
At 9:55, I get a text from Nelly that says, okay. All right.
Okay.
Like, short for okay, I guess, because I told him I'm on the range, but I don't know. Looking around, all right, that's great. So I go over to this little small area. It's like a chipping area. And I'm just practicing, short chip shots. And then I look, and coming down the path is a golf cart with a blue flag on it. And what that means, handicap. And so usually senior citizens will get this at golf courses, and they can kind of go where they want on their cart. Like, usually there will be, like, cones you can't go past with your within 50 feet of the green or whatever.
You have an exemption. You could go wherever you want.
Go wherever you want. So Nelly comes pulling up, and he unfolds himself from this golf cart. He goes, Skin, how you doing? And he's barefoot. And he's got the fullest, like, castaway beard you've ever seen. His hair is gray and crazy long, and he looks skinnier than I've ever seen him. Hey, coach, how you doing? Get a big hug. Oh, great to see you. He goes, all right, let's go. So we get on the cart, and we drive up to hole number one. He goes, I usually hit 3 or 4 balls off the tee box. You do whatever you want. And he's stretching with a club. And he's this big 6'6 Yeti of a man. Like, he's walking like the Yeti in the commercials, the Slim Jim commercials or whatever. It's just this big giant guy. He goes, yeah, hit how many you want. I don't care. I'm going to hit a few. I'm like, okay, great. I was like, So he goes, man, I hope you're not any good. I go, coach, I'm not. I'm about an 18 handicap. Oh, great. I'm a 16. I'll give you a stroke aside.
so
like, all right.
So now you're going to be gambling.
We're gambling.
Right off the bat. And do you have any confidence in his handicap that he gave himself?
No, I think he's going to screw me over at every turn. And I go, okay, well, if we're that close, why don't we just, you know, play straight up and we'll do $5 a hole. Or no, I said, you pick it. He goes, let's do $5 a hole.
Okay.
All right, great. I can handle that.
He gambles with Willie Nelson.
Owen Wilson.
Well, so that's nice of him to not make it some crazy amount.
I thought he was going to come at me with $20 a hole.
Okay.
But I stopped by the ATM and got a bunch of cash just in case.
Okay.
All right, I wasn't going to get, you know, I was just like, if I got my shorts taken, here they are. Mm-hmm. And I'm making an investment here. So we go on the first tee box. I hit first. You guys have played me a million times. I'm prone to slice off the tee box, but he told me hit as many as you want. So I hit my first one and I slice it, but I think it's in decent position. Hit another. He's stretching. Man, I whack it. One of my best drives, right?
Yeah.
We have the wind behind me.
Okay.
So it sails down the fairway. I hit it straight. I'm like, I'm good, coach. He goes, okay, great. I can't see anything. So he goes up there, and he's standing, and boy, his left foot is facing in the craziest direction, and he's kind of hunched over, and he's 6'6", and it's this big, wild sweep of a swing.
Uh-huh.
He's 78 years old, though.
Wow.
Giant sweep of a swing, and he hits it pretty good. And I actually outdrive him, but he hits it straight, and he's in the fairway, and I go, coach, hit as many as you want, but that's a pretty good shot if you want it. Oh, that's a good one. I can't. Let's take it. So we get in the cart, and I'm like, how you been? Oh, I've been great, man. Doing good. Love it here. And we pull up, and he pulls up next to his ball, and he sits back and folds his arms. And then he looks down. He starts to reach for a cigar. And I go, hey, I think that's you. And he looks up at my ball about 30 yards in front of me. He goes, you told me to take my shot. And he gets out. He goes, I'm 6'6", and you're out driving me? You're this little skinny guy? And he goes, what are you telling me?
So, wait, he's saying he couldn't see, and you should have told him that you outdrove
right.
him so he could hit another one.
And so I'm like, oh, crap, I've offended him. God, this is going horrible. He thinks I'm out here sharking him. I've outdriven him 30 yards. This is terrible. Well, what I found out on the second hole was, oh, yeah, that's about as far as I can drive it. He's just totally effing with me the whole time. I mean, just messing with me. So we're playing the first nine holes, and I'm telling you, dudes, and we've been to different places and played some gorgeous golf. This is gorgeous golf. It's in the mountains. Everything is crazy green and lush. He said they had more rain in May than they've had since he ever remembers. So it's just green and lush. And this two-wind club difference, it doesn't bother you at all. I've played in windy conditions and hated every second of it. This was nirvana. Like, I just loved it. Okay? He putts. He has he's 6'6". I bet his putter is 6 foot. It's this giant putter. And, dude, he stands up. He doesn't putt to his side. He faces the hole, and he holds the putter with two hands in front of him.
Wait, like a granny shot?
Like a granny shot. Pulls it back like it a pendulum and just smacks it forward.
And every time?
Every time. And he's barefoot. He never puts shoes on. I mean, it's just this giant hippie outlaw golf guy telling amazing stories. Like, I'll just offhandedly, I'll go, so what was it like coaching Monte? Oh, that was hard. He could have been the best point guard. And I said, Monte, I want to make you a point guard. Oh, hell, coach, I just want to play. I couldn't tell him crap. All right, your shot. So he's just dropping unfiltered basketball gems. It's incredible. And, Ben, you'll love this because you know Donnie. We got to talking about his son. This is on hole 9. And on hole 9, I'm up $10. So I beat him 2 holes. And so I go, well, coach, you probably know this, but everyone in the world that works with Donnie and the media and the basketball world, they all just love him. He's an amazing guy. Everybody loves him. He goes, yeah, I've known that for a while. I'm proud. And then he puts. So he goes, he looks down at the card. Now, keep in mind, he's supposed to give me a stroke aside.
Right.
He looks down at the card and goes, okay, I'm down 10. We're going to press $10 a hole. No problem. We go to the back 9. There's 4 holes left. We're doing carryovers. We're on hole 17. It's a $30 hole. I miss a putt. He's got me for $30. The final hole, my first shot goes in the water. He's got me for $40. So, yeah, I own $40. But, dude, It was an incredible experience. I loved it. I'm so happy. He goes, yep, I got you for 40. So that's about $40 a Nelly Kush. So if you read the New York Times story, he's talking about the weed that he grows.
Yes.
You just bought yourself $40 a Nelly Kush. Come on over to my place. We're going to go down the road to my place.
So it's not over.
Not over yet. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to intrude on the weed or whatever, so I'm scared of that. But well, I'll stop by your place. That's great. So we go to his place. He goes, we're going to go up to the poker room. We don't even go in the front door. He's got a side poker room up on top of a garage with a side entrance. We go up there. He opens the gate. Come on, girls. These two dogs come running in, and the dogs come running into the poker room, and he kicks back, and he flares up. And he invites me into the poker game he's having that night.
What?
So, historically, the poker game is Woody Harrelson, Willie Nelson, and Owen Wilson, right?
Owen's not really playing anymore. I think he got bored with poker, but he's in town. He's on the island. You should call him. Okay, coach, I'll call Owen Wilson here in a minute. Sounds like a plan. So, anyways, I go, coach, man, that's an incredible invitation. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. But I got my family here. So I can't really do that. He goes, well, are you any good at poker? I go, well, not really. He goes, oh, yeah, you shouldn't play with us. We'll take all your money. He goes, all right, well, yeah. I go, what are you doing? He goes, in an hour, I got this farmer coming over. Amazing guy. He's got a farm about the size of a van, and he grows the most amazing sprouts you've ever tasted. And he sells these sprouts, and he's going to come over here in an hour and teach me some stuff about growing. I go, so do you have a license to farm? He goes, I think you got to have one. I don't know if I have one or not. I got 22 acres up there on that mountain in which I grow 11 different strains of different stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, it's incredible. And I go, well, Nelly, it's time I got to go, right? I go, Nelly, thank you so much. This has been incredible. Tomorrow or later this week, me and the family are going to do the Road to Hana, which, Ben, you know, it's a real traditional thing you do in Maui. I go, is there anything that I should see along the way? Anything you'd recommend for, you know, it's not touristy? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, well, are you up for an adventure? I go, hell yeah, I'm up for an adventure. It's great. How old are your kids? Oh, they're 12 and 10. Huh. All right. Well, I'll meet you Friday morning. I'll take you into this place. You'll have to follow me because you won't find it without me. Just text me and let me know. Like, you sure? Oh, yeah, Joy will want to see you. That's great.
Oh, my God.
So coming up tomorrow.
Cliffhanger.
Don Nelson took my family on a jungle adventure in Maui in which we almost all lost our lives. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, how Don Nelson almost killed my entire family in Maui.
Oh, my God.
You're going to love this
story.
That's
my favorite story we've ever told on the air.
Wait till tomorrow.
And you didn't even tell me any of it, so that's the first I'm hearing of it.
Wait till tomorrow.
And now there's a cliffhanger. Part two tomorrow at 5 o'clock on the Ben and Skin Show. Bravo, Skin Wade and the Skin Wade family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.